We're going to do this song called 5 Miles In and 1 Mile Down.
Asking why. Why it is a 29 dying. Way back when in 84, told the owner of the mine can't dig no more. You're breaking the rules and you gotta stop. Gotta think about the men bringing coal to the top. You gotta think about all those men who dig. Money's like mud to a corporate pig. Politician who had his back. So he sent all the money up to D.C. with a note that said, rules ain't for me. The money changed hands with the rich man lie. Now there's a widow and the kids and an old double wide. It's an old double wide sit back in the trees, hound dog on the porch, a widow on her knees. Pray to the Lord, what'll I do? I took my man and trusted you. Went to church. Over in his chair. They said a hell of a way for a man to die. Gun in the lap, bullet hole in his eye. They said it was him to let the hammer down. His prints weren't on the gun they found. Now judgment day has come to pass. God dangled that man above the shaft. The devil hauled up from down below. When you're weak at night, pray for the miner when you're down on your knees. 'Cause number 9 coal don't grow on trees.
We're gonna be adding that little Annie in after Sister, I think.
Not yet.
We're going to do Sister now.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing Fire
and Vine. Let's do Sister. All right, folks. We had the 4th of July just a couple weeks ago. That was good. Did you blow some stuff up? Yeah? Did you have a barbecue? Hope you got with friends and family, but hope you're still well and all that stuff. Thomas Jefferson, he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and he was a great statesman. And he actually, he and John Adams were antagonists, but they became friends over the years. And they differed a lot on the structure of the country and all that stuff, but but they both died. They both wanted to hold out and live 50 years after the Declaration of Independence, and they both died that day. Anyway, Thomas Jefferson was a Renaissance man. He was really into the arts. He, you know, studied the culinary arts, and he was a botanist, agriculture experimenter. But he was also a slaver. I can't forget that. And but he played the fiddle too. There's a lot of fiddlers in his family. He and his wife played music, and when she died, it was really sad for him. But he played the fiddle and the cello, and several of his sons played them too.